Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
The four picks the Bears hold in this weekend's NFL draft are the fewest they've had in their history. With so many of them already used for this year's team, are you okay with a small draft class, or is it incumbent on them to get more picks?
I think that's going to be the focus of a lot of conversations. I don't necessarily agree it needs to be. I think this is, of all the years that the Bears have been drafting in the last, say, 20, 25 years, the focus is always on getting more picks, trading back, doing that. And I know Dave Wann said, looking forward to having conversation with coach who believes that that is one of the best options for the Bears at number nine. But I think this is more about quality than quantity. This is the year where if you have a chance, dare I say it, and I'll say it again when Dave is here, to move up, if Marvin Harrison Jr. is on the board at number five, you've got to have that conversation. You've got to be willing to go up and get somebody who might be the top player on your draft board, maybe the best player in the draft. I think the focus has got to be on quality over quantity. You're looking for elite players, blue players, however you want to designate them. You're looking for difference makers. And I don't think that because you have more picks in a late in a draft that isn't necessarily going to be known for its depth, that that gives you an advantage. I think your advantage is you are right now in the catbird seat, as they say. You got 1-9. You got a chance to make history. You've got a chance to turn your franchise around. I'm not going to get caught up on the fact that they might not get a swing tackle later in the draft or a backup safety that might be groomed or somebody else that is a piece that might be more depth than difference maker. You've got Montez Sweat. You've got Keenan Allen. You've got Ryan Bates. Those are products, kind of de facto draft picks from the 2024 draft. And you're going to add whatever you do with your ninth pick, maybe it's going to be Roma Dunze. Conventional wisdom says that will be the guy. And you're going to get Caleb Williams. I don't get caught up on what they don't have. 1, 9, 75, and 122, that's enough.
And feel free to go ahead and trade 75 and 122 and move up from 9 and go get Marvin Harrison Jr., as we've talked about. Listen, the fewer picks means the fewer things they can follow up, right? We've talked about that. Like, don't mess it up. That's been a theme that you guys have brought up, and I agree with it. Like, trading back just creates opportunity for you as an organization to follow things up. Keep it simple. Look straight ahead. Look straight ahead. And I do think it is important to remind everybody when you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe four picks. These picks helped you get blues, right? So there's no guarantee these scratch-off tickets, if we want to go that route, are going to be blues. And these guys were blues when they got here. So they've done a good job with these picks. And like I said, I'd be fine if the Bears, if the class that we're talking about on Monday morning is Caleb Williams and Marvin Harrison Jr., I don't think anybody's going to care that they were the only two picks. And then we might be talking about an all-time class, right? We might be talking about a Butkus Sayers type of draft class. So let's see.
Well, I that's very interesting. I'm not against moving up for Marvin Harrison if that can be, if you can pull that off. I'm not against it. But I am against moving down. This question at its heart is really, do you trade the number 9 pick? That's what this question is. Because the only way that you're going to recoup some of those draft picks is by trading down from number 9. That's it. That's the only way it's going to happen. So you're sitting there right now and you got two top 10 selections in a draft that has about hopefully 15, 16 blue chip players. And you've got two of them. And if you get the right guys, and I think the quarterback's the right guy, and then you don't even have to move up. If you just stay where you're at, if you hold your water, if you take what is presented to you, this draft is such that there's a desperation among teams for quarterbacks. There are teams that are going to take players that shouldn't go before the players that are on the board. And so someone will fall to you at number 9 that normally would have been long off the board by then. That is going to be an underdrafted player that should have already been gone, and it could be Roma Dunze. And if you came out of the draft with Caleb Williams and Roma Dunze, that's a home run. Mm-hmm. That's a home run draft, and I wouldn't feel bad about it at all. I would run like a thief in the night. I'd feel thrilled that you got that kind of a haul. If you want to move up and try to be even more, dare to be bold. That's the time to do it. If we've learned anything from watching this team, it's that a guy like Montez Sweat can impact the team. He can enhance what you have and make people around him better. DJ Moore can make your team better. You can have a guy who comes into your offense and add something that you didn't have and makes you a significantly better team. You got a chance to get two of those guys out of the first 10 picks in this draft, and you better come away with it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, like, let's say they trade down and they end up with a good edge guy and they get another pick, and, I'm not going to be heartbroken about it. But I feel like as we're sitting here right now with Thursday quickly approaching, yeah, I'm boiling water. I'm tearing up sheets. I'm trying to get to a point where we can pull this thing out of the birth canal and we can have two seriously good players. I just don't want to see him going down to 30 and picking up three more picks.
That'd be way too low.
No.
I think if you go any lower than 15, it's going to be a little bit of a disappointment. And even if you trade down, I get what you're saying. I would also be somewhat, I don't want to say disappointed, but you're never disappointed with, say, if you take a test and you've been studying for a long time and you get a B+ or even an A-, you're right to the 89 to 91 range. You're okay, I'll take it. But you were ready to ace that test.
Yeah.
And you're in a position to see the answers and you can get that A. Take it.
Yeah, ace this thing.
Ace it.
And you know what? All you got to do is take the number 1 overall pick, the number 9 overall pick. You could, you can get bold and you can move up and you can make it, you can make the draft your own, and that would be a marvelous thing to see. But just don't mess it up, man. Don't just take what is offered to you.
A lot of rumors flying about what teams in front of the Bears are going to do. The Falcons were reportedly interested in bringing in Michael Penix Jr. at number 8. Can you imagine if there are 5 quarterbacks taken before the Bears are on the clock?
All that means is that the 9th pick's going to be even better than you thought.
Absolutely. You have an even better choice and variety, and that's why you don't want to move down. The debate or the conversation with Dave will be good because I know that is his inclination.
Yeah, I know he feels that way, yep.
But I think that's almost the instinct of a lot of personnel guys.
A lot of people feel 2-for-1, 2-for-1. But you know what? Just take, again, learn from the lessons that we have had in the last year. You want to win in the NFL, top shelf players. You got 2 coming. Don't blow that.
Don't blow it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.